Survey, Joe Biden losing double-digit support among black voters. By Hannah Knudsen on July 13, 2024. President Joe Biden is losing support among black voters, a July survey from Signal found. The survey, taken post-debate, found former President Donald Trump leading Biden with a 7-point advantage in a head-to-head matchup, garnering 48% support to Biden's 41% support. Furthermore, the survey found that half of voters who watched the debate say that they would vote for Trump, 51%, over Biden, 38%. Even when third-party candidates are included, Trump leads Biden by 7 percentage points, 45% to Biden's 38% support. For a greater perspective, in May, in that exact scenario, only 1 point separated the two. What is even more telling is Biden's loss among key demographics. According to the survey's results, Biden has lost 10 points among independents and 19 points among black voters since May. Trump has seen a 2-point bump among independents since May and a 4-point bump among black voters in that same time frame. In a head-to-head matchup, Trump leads Biden by 8 points among independents, and Biden sees 51% support among black respondents, while Trump sees 28% support. These results coincide with a CBS News/YouGov poll released in late June, which also showed Trump making significant gains among black voters, garnering 23% support, nearly double the figure he amassed in 2020. As Breitbart News explained, exit polling in 2020 showed only 12% black voter support for Trump, which was still higher than in 2016, at only 8%. 2024 GE, CBS News/YouGov. Trump, 50%, equals. Biden, 49%, equals. +/change versus June 5th to 7th. Crosstabs. Age 18 to 29, Biden 61 to 38%. Age 30 to 44, Trump 50 to 49%. Age 45 to 64, Trump 53 to 47%. Age 65 plus, Trump 55 to 45%. Independents, Biden 50 to 49%. White, Trump 57 to 43%. Black, Biden. pic.twitter.com/uxdry1lcq. Interactive polls, at EAPolls 2022, June 23, 2024. The Signal survey was taken from June 30 to July 1, 2024, among 1,515 likely general election voters. It comes as Trump continues attempts to grow his base, appealing to voters in traditional Democrat strongholds. "We had gasoline down to $1.87, Trump said during his viral rally in the Bronx in May. "We had a record low poverty rate for Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. We had the lowest, we had the best poverty rate in terms of the positive number ever in our history for Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. We lifted 6.6 million people out of poverty. Real earnings for African Americans are down 5.6%. African Americans are getting slaughtered. Hispanic Americans are getting slaughtered. And these millions and millions of people that are coming into our country, the biggest impact and the biggest negative impact is against our Black population and our Hispanic population, who are losing their jobs, losing their housing, losing everything can lose." On Monday, the Republican National Committee, RNC, platform committee officially adopted Trump's 2024 Republican Party platform, which addresses these very issues of mass illegal immigration and the economy.